Ecuador's President Rafael Correa said he had recalled his country's top diplomat in Colombia and expelled Colombia's ambassador from Quito. He also called for immediate meetings of the Organization of American States and the Andean Community of Nations to discuss Saturday's attack by Colombian troops. Colombian officials apologized for the incident, saying they sent helicopters and troops across the border to find the source of shots fired against them. They said the attack killed 17 rebels, including a top commander, Raul Reyes, of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC. Mr. Correa rejected the claims and accused Colombia of lying about the incident.
Lo que ocurrió, repito,
Correa said the operation was a deliberate attack inside Ecuadorian territory, which violates the nation's sovereignty, bilateral accords, and international law. In Caracas, President Hugo Chavez said he was sending tank battalions to his nation's border with Colombia and said he would respond if Colombian troops crossed into Venezuela. Colombia says FARC rebels often cross remote jungle borders into Ecuador and Venezuela to seek refuge from Colombian military attacks. In Bogotá, police officials said troops had recovered the body of Reyes, as well as rebel computers containing documents that suggested growing ties between the FARC and Ecuador's government. National Police Director Oscar Naranjo reported one letter from Reyes said an emissary from President Correa had offered establishing formal ties with the FARC.
Lo que estimamos es que los interrogantes derivados de este documento.
Naranjo said the documents merit a response from Ecuador about the state of its relationship with the terrorist organization. Ecuador's government said the claims were false. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.